Masechet Menachot Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. We spoke about the Todah loaves where the animal became disqualified. Now we'll talk about the Nesachim, wine and Mincha that were brought with many Korbanot. What happens in a situation where the animal of the Korban became disqualified? Mishnah says, Nesachim Shekadishu Bikli V'nimsa HaZevach Pasul. If you have Nesachim that were consecrated in a Klesharet, and then after the Shehaita, the animal, the korban that was there became invalid. So, similar to the bread that we spoke about in the last Mishnah, the nesachim, when they're consecrated, acquire kedushat damim, money sanctity. Once they're put into the klesharet, and also a shehaita happens, then those nesachim acquire the physical sanctity that they need, kedushat haguf as well, to say that they're on that higher level, and that now any form of them becoming contaminated or tameh, then you'd have to get rid of them. You couldn't use them whatsoever. They can't be redeemed in any way. So therefore here, they were sanctified in the klesharet, and they were also, the slaughter happened properly, and then the animal afterwards was found to be invalid. So now the nesachim have kedushat aguf, because the shehita happened properly, and they were in the klesharet, they were in the holy vessels. The halakha is, if there's another animal offering there that needs nesachim, you could take these nesachim and transfer them and bring them with the other korban. But if there's no other animal offering with which the nesachim could be offered with, then they're left and they become disqualified by remaining overnight. Now we'll go back to talking about the todah loaves. In a situation where there was an additional todah offering added, as we'll elaborate on in a moment, do you need to bring the loaves of bread with that korban as well? Velad todah. If you have a korban todah that gave birth, the animal that it gave birth to, the baby, has the same status as the todah. Or utmurata, the temura of a todah, which also has the status of a todah. Temura is when a person tries to unconsecrate his korban and say, this animal that already has holiness to it, I want to switch it for a different animal. He wants that new animal, that original animal, to become holin, and the new animal to take the place and become a sanctified korban. Someone who does this is doing the wrong thing. He violated the Torah, and his words have no effect whatsoever. But the korban that he tries to use as a replacement also takes on a certain holiness. It takes on the same status as the original. So here, if a person tried to do that with the todah, he tried to declare that the todah would be not holy anymore, and that this animal would take its place, that second animal takes on the status of a todah as well in some capacity. V'hamafrish todato, somebody who set aside an animal as his todah offering, v'avedah, and then it got lost. V'hifrish acheret tachteha, and then he set another one as a replacement for it, but then he found the first one. So therefore, in this case also, both animals are treated as a korban todah. We say all of these three cases, en te'unin lechem, the additional, all the cases of the additional todah do not require bread, loaves, to be brought with it. Only the original todah, in all these cases, has to be brought with the 40 loaves of bread. Shene emar, we learned that from the pasuk, v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah, that he should offer with the todah matzah loaves. We say ha-todah te'una lechem, only the todah, the actual todah that was the first one, requires the bread. V'lo velada, v'lo halifata, v'lo temurata te'unin lechem, but the offspring, the replacement, or the temura do not require bread in these situations.